The Trenton Police Department in New Jersey engaged in a pattern or practice of misconduct, the Department of Justice said Thursday, November 21st. The misconduct allegedly included unlawfully using excessive force and conducting warrantless stops, searches, and arrests. Following a year-long investigation by the Civil Rights Division, the DOJ released a 45-page report detailing the findings and providing recommendations for reform. According to the DOJ, officers frequently escalated encounters even when there was little resistance or threat. In one example from 2023, the report describes how officers initially used reasonable force to place a man under arrest. However, after the man was on the ground, an officer stomped on the man's hand multiple times, kneeled on his head, and kicked him in the shoulder, the report said. Philip R. Selinger, U.S. Attorney for the District of New Jersey, said the department's actions had eroded public trust and undermined public safety. Community members have told us they're afraid of the police. They feel disrespected and degraded by officers, Selinger said. The report also noted the Trenton Police Department and the city had fully cooperated with the DOJ's investigation and acknowledged the need for change and reform. In response to the findings, the DOJ made several recommendations for the Trenton Police Department. The report said the department should improve use of force policies and training, provide clear policy guidance on stops, searches, and arrests, and requiring officers to report misconduct. Additional measures were also suggested to improve transparency and accountability within the department. In a statement, Trenton Mayor Reed Gusciora said the city would work closely with the DOJ, state agencies, local community organizations, and residents to implement the recommendations. The city will continue to work cooperatively with the U.S. DOJ, our state partners at the Department of Law and Public Safety, and the Department of Community Affairs, local community organizations, and residents to implement the recommendations highlighted in the report as quickly as possible, the mayor said.